I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. The official 2020 U.S. Census has begun, and it's going to take a while before we have an official tally of Vermont residents. But whether or not the statewide population has diversified in the last few years, their culinary interests appear to have. Everest Asian Market in Essex Junction is expanding, and its owner says he's seen 300% growth in sales in just the last couple of years. Part of that is because what this market offers are items you might not find elsewhere. Blue crabs in a basket by the checkout counter, blazing red chilies, piquant spices, and vegetables not traditionally part of Vermont cuisine. We caught up with the store's owner, Damber Adhikari, who was hustling back and forth unloading supplies from his truck, and we talked for a few minutes about what it takes to run what he says is Vermont's largest Asian market.
My name is Damber. Came to the United States in 2009. Was born in Bhutan, live in a refugee camp in Nepal for 17 years. I am the owner of this market now.
Tell us what we might be looking at if we were standing here with you.
So we are looking at over 150 kinds of different fruits and vegetables and over 5,000 different kinds of Asian ingredients from all over Asia, like Japan, Korea, Vietnam, Philippines, India, China, Nepal, and more. So we have five different kind of, maybe more different kind of eggplant. This is Thai eggplant and Chinese eggplant. We have Italian eggplant, Indian eggplant, and lotus root is really hard to find in anywhere else in Vermont. We have so many products that you can only find in my store in Vermont. That's for sure.
Tell us about the crabs that are over by the register. They look amazing.
Yeah, those are called blue crabs, originally from Maryland. I go to New York City, get it from there. And they are fresh, alive. And I have a very good price, $2.99 a pound. People love it.
While we were there, Vitella Srivastava was in the checkout line next to the crabs. So I asked her what she was buying.
Why shop here? This is mainly for the ethnic stuff. So if you need those spices, those vegetables, this is the place.
What spices and vegetables do you get here that you can't get elsewhere?
Some very typical Indian spices, which I won't find in any other grocery store. And, of course, some vegetables for sure. The different types of eggplants that are very unique to some recipes and dishes.
What are you buying today?
Today I'm in mood to cook some Thai food. So I have a Thai curry paste and some cilantro and some. Once you enter the store, you find five more things than what you came for.
You're avoiding the blue crabs, though. You're not tempted by the crab.
Not my league.
Where do you get all of your ingredients and goods?
I have over 75 vendors that I go to every week to collect them. And most of them are in Boston, New Jersey, New York, Maryland, and more.
So you're doing a lot of traveling every week?
Yeah. In average, I'm traveling 4 to 5 hours a day, in average.
Every day?
Not every day, but I go once a week, round trip, Boston, New Jersey, New York, and home. So if I divide by number of travel by 7 days, it's going to be 5 hours a day average.
You said you have a really big dream. What is your dream?
My dream is to become an entrepreneur.
You are an entrepreneur.
Not quite yet. I have just one okay business for now, but I want to have... I want to create more jobs for more people in here, This is just the beginning, I guess.
If we came back to interview you in 10 years, what do you hope you'd be telling us about your entrepreneurship?
I wish I have 10 more stores, and maybe 100 people working for me.
This market was already around before you and your brother bought it, right? How long has it been around?
Yes, this place was open, I guess, around 2012 by a Vietnamese guy. And he sold it to a friend of mine whom I bought it from around 5 years ago. And he ran it for 5 years. And then I guess he was tired. And I was in college doing my digital forensics, bachelor's in digital forensics. And I saw this opportunity. My wife was working part-time in this store. And she said, they are trying to sell the store. And I've seen the growth of the market. And we used to be a regular customer here before I purchased this. And I was fairly confident that maybe this would do better for me than my bachelor's degree. So
that is a lot to learn, though. I mean, to go from not having a background in grocery stores or business, and then to have to take over a business and do all of it, from sourcing the ingredients to figuring out a business plan to hiring staff to getting whatever insurance you need, that's a lot to learn.
Yeah, I have zero knowledge in business before I started this, and zero knowledge on the product that I carry. Some of the product I still don't know how to use it. So how it works is I ask customer what I'm missing, and they say, hey, you get this, and I just go and get it. I just know the price, but I don't know. Sometimes I even don't know their names. So, yes, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I am not expert on the product itself, you know. So I sometimes ask my customer, hey, how do I use this one? And they explain that to me and try to remember it for next time.
So tell us a little bit about who comes to shop here, who you think of as your customer base, and how you try to serve them. And here, we'll scoot out of the way so somebody can buy some potatoes.
Sorry. So, yes, basically all the Asian customers or anyone who is interested in Asian food, you know.
Are there enough people in Vermont to keep up a customer base who are either interested in Asian cooking or come from Asian backgrounds and want to cook the food that they recollect from home or from grandparents?
To be honest, 2 years ago when I started, I also have the feeling like, do I have enough customers here? But, you know, our business has grown over 300% in the last 2 years. So that shows me, like, if I do my job right, if I have everything that customer is looking for, more people are interested. Even they don't know anything about Asian food, they will learn. They want to learn, you know. We are such a curious animal, so, you know. Yes, and we are moving the store to the backside in January end, and we're going to have a cooking classes. We have a restaurant and fresh meat available all the time. It's just a bigger version of this store.
The store has 5 full or part-time employees in training. Holly Morton is both an employee and a customer.
I usually come here just because, you know, I cook Asian food, more specifically Japanese, even though my nationality is Filipino. But growing up in Japan, I usually, you know, prefer to buy Japanese goods, and found that this store actually has everything that I'm looking for. And actually, just yesterday, my daughter and I made some dumplings. And everything, all the ingredients, the cilantro, the scallions, the dumpling wrappers, the only ingredient that didn't come from here was the ground pork. Even though the store is called Everest Asian, I feel like it should be called International Market. I feel like this store is one of the best because it stays on top of, you know, people's needs and what they're looking for. Because, I mean, food brings people together.
Since I was a child, I always wanted to do something different, something big, but I didn't know the word entrepreneur until a couple of years ago. I know one thing that, you know, what makes me happy is if I help others, and if I make other people happy, that makes me happy. So now I find that connection. Maybe customer service is that thing that, you know, makes me happy, and I want to do something big. And so far, God is with me. Everything is working well so far. So I want to keep going as much as I can.
When you think about what food contributes to a sense of home and a sense of how people feel about their own homes and where they live, how do you think your store fits into a sense of home for people who shop here?
Yeah, people, especially the college student, they come here and they feel like, oh my God, I feel like I home, you know. They say that, like, looking at this Chinese yam, and it's really hard to find anywhere else, and HOA, the Chinese vegetable, like, I am sure you cannot find it anywhere, not in Hannaford or other supermarket. And some of the product, they definitely make it feels home. And some of the Filipino and Japanese product that I have here, people used to travel, like, at least to Boston, New York City, or even Montreal to get those products. And now they don't have to do it. So I think it definitely makes them to feel home.
What else about Vermont have you made yours as part of your home for the last 10 years? I mean, what do you like, or what is challenging about living here?
Everything was challenging back then. I cried a lot. You know, my parents, they came here hoping that I will do something. And when I got here, I don't know how to use ATM machine. I don't know how to ride a bus. And I don't understand a single word what people are saying. I learned English as a second language back home, but it did not really help. And I went to the Job Corps in Virgin, Vermont. And we have an assembly there. I remember those days. And, you know, maybe the teacher, they crack a joke or something. And everyone in their laugh. And I laugh looking at the people laughing. I didn't understand a single word of the joke, you know. So that was the struggling time back then. And now everything is it's working well. I guess if you have a dream and if you work hard for it, this is the land of opportunity. You will get there.
You believe that?
I strongly believe that. And, you know, I wish everyone believed that. And it's true. If I can do it, everyone can do it.
That was Damber Adhikari, owner of Asian Everest Market in Essex Junction. Thanks to Vermont Edition winter intern April Tian for helping out with that story.